Let's get back to Devin Hester. You know, a lot of outlets have been reporting Devin Hester has had multiple teams, obviously, interested in his services because of how dynamic he is as a returner and how he can change the game in just one play. And one of those teams on that radar reportedly are the Miami Dolphins. One, do you think it's a good fit? We discussed this a couple weeks back. We were going over a bunch of names, and he was one of them, thinking that the Bears may let him hit free agency after his years of service there in Chicago. Number one, do you think he's a fit for the Miami Dolphins? And number two, do you still think he has enough left in the tank, guys?
Well, definitely he still has enough left in the tank. He is one of those guys that don't take a lot of hits throughout the course of the week, played all 16 games, didn't start any at any position. But when you look at the dynamics of punt return and kickoff return, he changes the game dynamically. When I just remember playing against Devin Hester when I was with the New York Giants, we went out and we punted, directional punted the ball, and sometimes the punter would shank the ball and we would only kick the ball 10 yards down the field. So it was to Chicago's advantage. Same thing. I think he only really had 18 punt returns, and we've been talking about special teams over the last couple of weeks, and everybody's trying to change the dynamics of special teams. When you have a guy as special as Devin Hester on your roster, it gives you those different moves. But we still have a guy that's dynamic on this football team right now in Marcus Thigpen.
Yeah.
He's able to do some things. So we didn't get that much production from Marcus Thigpen this past season. A year ago, we saw him come up with a punt return for a touchdown and a kickoff return for a touchdown, something that didn't happen in the Dolphin uniform in a long time. So to add him to the dynamics of this football team, it will open things up. And then also you still have the opportunity in Bill Lazor's offense, not knowing exactly what he's going to do, line him up in the slot, throw him a little now pass, a quick screen, and let's see what he can do up the football field. So if you have opportunity to add him to your roster, it's more competition. You're going to light a fire up under a younger guy, Marcus Thigpen, and still you still have to see what Marcus can do on the offensive side of the ball, because we know that when you're looking at Devin Hester, he has big play capability. You just got to put him in the right spot.
I think when you're talking about Devin Hester, I think people really are talking about his age. You know, he's 32. He'll be 32 in November. And I think that is something that, you know, people are concerned about. But when you think about his life as a football player, you know, and being a primary returner, that 32, you can kind of back it down a little bit. You can take a couple years off of that 32 in his football life, because he is not playing, ultimately, he's not playing a 60-minute football game. He may be playing 15, 20 plays a game, if that. So the wear and tear that you would think would be on Devin Hester is really not there. So I think you have to look at what he brings to your return game, and that's an added dimension to your football team. I think when you're talking about football in general, you're always talking about field position. We're always talking about how effective of a weapon Brandon Fields is for this Miami Dolphin football team. Well, just add a dynamic punt returner and a kickoff returner, and then you add the mindset of the guys who are blocking for him. Those guys want to stay on that block extra long, and there's going to be games where there's going to be special things be put into the game plan for Devin Hester and things that they can exploit in the punt and the return game. So I think when you have that with the big playability and the fact that he is a hometown kid, he, you know, played at the University of Miami, I think this is definitely a good fit. Now you do have Marcus Thigpen, yes, but Marcus Thigpen can be used in a lot of different ways. But just imagine having two returners back there. I mean, who are you going to kick to? You're going to kick to Devin Hester, you're going to kick to Marcus Thigpen, and I could see the Miami Dolphins using them both in that way.
Yeah, going through his history, and you had 13 punt returns for touchdowns, 5 kickoff returns for touchdown, 18 total. That's an NFL record. He has multiple NFL records, multiple Chicago Bear records. I was just thinking in terms of, is it a luxury to have a guy like Devin Hester as your returner? Because I never really thought about it the way you put it, Troy. If you've got a weapon as a punter and you've got a weapon as a returner, you're shrinking the field from both ends, and you have to game plan for that. And on a team like the Miami Dolphins over the last 2 years that have struggled scoring points, scoring averaging around 18 2 years ago, around 19 last year, now you have a new offense in Bill Lazor, you may open up the possibilities of this guy making you go on 40, 55-yard drives instead of 75, 80-yard drives, or at least you put more pressure on the opposing punting and kicking units because you don't want him to field the football.
And it goes back to looking at over an 8-year span. You talked about all the accolades that he was able to achieve in Chicago. This guy has only missed 5 games out of 8 years. So if you know that you're going to have the punter Brandon Fields as a weapon, and then you're going to have Devin Hester as a weapon on that to shrink that field like you're talking about, you know, when it comes to game planning throughout the course of the week, you don't know what to really do because he's going to show up on offensive side of the ball. Now, the defensive coaches have to really try to implement a coverage or a scheme to really slow him down or stop him. And then the special teams, man, they're really going to have their heads spinning just because of who it is. A lot of these guys have seen him play. They know the things that he can do, and they're going to be thinking about him on a regular basis. So it's just one of those situations where it is a luxury to have a punt return. And then if you already have a really good punter in place already, it's just the best of both worlds.
I think field position is the game that you really want to play. And ultimately, we had to go the long distance. Like you said, John, if you're shortening down that field, now you have a better opportunity to score, whether it's 3 points or whether it's 7 points. And the Miami Dolphins played a lot of close games. I mean, you think about the last couple of years of Miami
Everyone
Dolphins.
Everyone in Sun Life Stadium except
exactly.
that last one.
They've played very close games. So, you know, whether you're getting field goals or whether you're getting 7 points, you're getting points because you have a guy that can change the direction of the field. Even if you angular punt the ball, he's going to go back. He knows how to field the football. And I guarantee you, with Brandon Fields on one end, on the defensive end, and Devin Hester on the offensive end, I mean, that is definitely a luxury to have a guy who brings those type of dynamics to your return team.
And I didn't even mention the leg strength of the second-year kicker in Caleb Sturgis. So he shortens the field as well if you have the luxury of a returner like a Devin Hester. You mentioned he'll be 32 in November. Now, there are 13 teams that are obviously out there interested in his services. No official visits have been set up here with the Miami Dolphins and Devin Hester. Just one of those guys. I mean, he's from Riviera Beach. He went to school at the U, so one of those guys that are definitely going to come up in all the conversations when you're talking about the next team for a specialist like Devin Hester.